Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough, my companions are few. My God, reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be fucked, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversaries, negotiate at the table of my enemy, or ponder at the pool of popularity. I won't give up, set up, let up, until I've stayed up, poured up, prayed up, preached up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus.
Welcome. Besides that, welcome.
And welcome.
And when it's all done with that, we welcome you. We're glad to have you with us tonight. I think I'm actually going to do that right there. We are growing and developing in God, and we're growing in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus. Can somebody get an amen?
Amen.
So, welcome. Welcome to all of y'all out there somewhere in Radio Land. We're going to have you with tonight. We are going to have a wonderful time in the study of God's Word tonight. Completely different kind of study than we've done before. However, it's going to be a good one. You're going to love it. So don't miss a word. And if you do, just go back and listen again.
There you go.
You know, those of you on Blog Talk Radio, you can always go back and listen. Open up Blog Talk Radio, search up my name, and there's a list of every one of the programs. Always make sure in your notes that you write down what it is you need to write down so that you can understand I got to go back and watch this message, and it'll be a blessing to you. Here we go. We're going now live to the community of faith.
Hallelujah. had a notification.
All right. We must be live. There we go. Good evening, all you all. Good evening, all y'all. Good to have you with us tonight. It is a beautiful day here in North Dakota. Is it still snowing? Everybody else is like, did he actually just say, is it still snowing? And that's a beautiful day. Phyllis K. Raymond, what is it like in Louisiana tonight, ma'am? What is it like in Louisiana, Shannon Tony? In the land of the Tonyites, out in the garden. There it is. There it is. There it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We welcome you. It's going to be a good night tonight. Good night. Well, it's that way every night. The more you... the more you hang out with this group, the more you realize every night is a good night, and you just don't want to miss. You just don't want to miss it. I don't know what else to say. I so love being with all y'all.
Amen. Yes, we do.
Beautiful and sunny in Louisiana.
Wow.
Wait. What is beautiful register as... Philly. Just like 70 degrees beautiful or 80 degrees beautiful. Are the hummingbirds flying? Hallelujah.
Yeah, what's your interpretation of beautiful?
And I'm sure the Tonyites would say it's beautiful in Oklahoma. Everything's beautiful in Tulsa. The city of faith. Where the giants of the faith were born and birthed, or not born, but birthed and accomplished great things in the name of Jesus. And, you know, a lot of people think about Oral Roberts and Kenneth Hagin. Both of those ministries were had their international headquarters there in Tulsa. But so did Billy Joe Doherty. That's where the Gospel Bill Show came from.
Really?
Yeah, it was Tulsa. I think it actually came from Victory. I think it was from Billy Joe's church.
Huh.
And there you go. There comes another voice talking here.
That's where the Gospel
Bill
Show.
Kelly Delkert, welcome to you. Rebecca Smith, welcome to you. Very beautiful day in Michigan. Everybody enjoyed the snow as it fell. Oh, that's right. Mike and Shannon are not in Michigan. They're going in, amen. We called you blessed too, Rebecca. Now, let me give you a little update about the birthday party. Sister Leanne and I spent all afternoon with the promise of downloading the app and having it all set up exactly like we needed to. And when we got all the way inside the program, it said, you are going to let us post on your Facebook, read all your posts, go through all your pictures. And I said, I don't care that this just took me 3 hours to do. You are not going to read nothing of mine. Delete.
Yeah, pretty much wanted to just be able to take over
There's no snow with Christine Barkley. Father, please send Christine some snow.
She will thank you.
Pastor, sign of the cross. Christine Geyser Rich is here.
Hello.
Come on. The folks are showing up. You know.
I am ready for YouTube.
I am ready for YouTube. Well, all right. I'm ready for YouTube, too. I'm ready for you to go tubing. Hello. Hey, Sunday Geyser's here. Welcome. The whole crowd is here. YouTube is up and streaming. Now, right. While we're talking here, everybody getting in, I've been given an assignment by an onliner. And so I'm going to go run it right now. Everybody, just hold on to your chairs. It's just a little bit of a test. You shouldn't feel too much more than just a wiggle as you go over a few bumps going out of the building.
Keep your hands inside
the ride at all times. It is of absolute importance that everyone please remain seated. Make sure your lap belt is tight. Wow, that's pretty interesting. And here we go. Here we go. We're just doing a slight test. It should feel nothing more like going over a hill fast on a car. You all right? The test is finished. All right, we got to do one more test, but it's all right. Now, so back to the birthday party. Today, no for Christine on the snow. Okay, no snow for Christine. If you wanted to, like, make snow cones or something, Christine, I wanted to make sure we provided, you know. But back to the birthday party. For an app that would allow all of us to just connect together all at the same time so we could all be together for a big party. And I've been telling you Zoom, and then there was promise of a couple other ones. And we got great speed going on, so that's not the problem. There was a promise of a couple other ones, and none of those worked out. We're going to still be working on it. But I want to do this. I want to ask everybody to do this with me. As you have been here, I would like to have you just think back of what it is. Yeah, no about sending the snow. But you can send a snow cone over, Pastor, if you'd like.
Oh, they make some really amazing snow cones.
I would like to have you go back in your mind about the different programs we've had and remember back about specific ones that really changed you, that really gave you hope. Now, you might not be able to say, well, Pastor, it was on September the 9th, 2020. Might not do that. But what I'd like to have you do is just put a little time into it, because I want to play a whole bunch of clips that night of what's gone on throughout this last year. And even though I wanted to have a meeting long before tonight, well, it's all right. We're going to get her done. But just send me a message or an email or something. Send me a text and just say, well, it was that one message when we were talking about this. And I know that somewhere in my notes, I'll have that, and we'll be able to dig it up. Why? Because I want to play things about this last year that were absolutely amazing times together. And we're working on the 90-second lady. We're going to have all those in a video, and that's going to work. So, you know, hang in there. And it's going to be a good time. Remember, plan a party for that night. You got to make yourself some kind of cake or brownies, or go to Walmart and buy you a little one, or cupcakes or something. Everybody needs cake that night. No fasting sweets on March 22nd. You can fast any other day, but March 22nd, everybody's going to have cake and ice cream or whatever it is you like. And we're going to have a party that night and all of us be together. I really want to have the ability for all of us to be kind of in one big room and and all of us, everybody be able to see each other's face if you want to. And if you don't, you don't have to. But I want to be able to stream it so that we can all be together and have a good time that night. What do? We just keep moving and we just make this thing happen exactly like we need it to happen. And you know what? God helps us get her done. God helps us get it done. Last night was a powerful night. We started right at the beginning, and we kicked that thing right off with the word of God. And, man, God really spoke a very specific word to us last night. We've been studying right now, Grow in Grace, and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. January was a month for righteousness. We studied the righteousness of God. February was the month of praying in the Holy Ghost and one with the Father. March has been a month of growing grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, even though the month of March is the month about angels. Our verse this month is a verse about angels.
Is that a word?
No, didn't run out of words at all. I have a whole bunch of words on store here. I was getting ready to read the verse of the month right off the paper. There it is. March. You have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, to the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels. His angels, I love this, his spirits, his ministers, all flames of fire, who excel in strength, who do his will, heeding the voice of his word, doing his pleasure, protecting and prospering his children. That is our verse of the month, this month. And blocked and deleted. You guys are good. I didn't even know anything was happening. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody pray with me right now. Father, we pray for this person, whoever they are, and whoever's behind it. Now, Lord, we ask you very specifically to judge their computers, their bank accounts, and bring recompense to the lives of every person that they've stolen money from.
Yeah.
Recompense their lives and shut this wickedness down. We command all the work of Ifa Leakin Awagabami canceled. You do no more. Now, Jesus, please help this person come to you by an infallible proof of the angels of the Lord. We declare they come to you in saving knowledge. We declare they realize the powerful force they are in the realm of the spirit to be a businessman, but we declare no more stealing. No more people's money.
Amen.
And we declare this now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, this is how that works. If what you just saw is still on your phone, I encourage you right now just to swipe your app out, open up Facebook again, and it'll be gone. Or if you can just refresh your page, however you refresh it, it's blocked, deleted. Brother Mike took the hammer to it, and it is now hammered into oblivion. And thank you, Brother Mike, for being a swift hammer.
Yes, amen.
You can't call him a jackhammer. You just have to call him a mic hammer. He doesn't shake as much as Jack. Jack's got a shaking problem. But Mike's just swift. Bam, and it's done.
Wow,
we
got in there a bunch of times, too.
Now, it is 7:19, and everything's up and running. All of our things are running. And I want to get right to the Word of God again tonight. I have been instructed as I was praying this afternoon for tonight's session and putting my notes and everything together. I've been instructed again tonight to just start right when we start. Just get right into it and just go. No singing. We're not passing the offering buckets. He's not even up walking around with the clock. We're going to go straight to the Word of God tonight again. And we did last night, and God took us on quite a journey. But when we got finished last night, I'm like, in my own spirit, I'm like, you know what? That was awesome. And if you didn't get the verses from last night, I'll copy and paste them in there right now for you. You have them? Or I got them. You have last night's verses where you can just paste them in?
Mm-hmm.
All right. If you paste those verses in for people last night, that would be good. Now, tonight, we're going to talk about March 16th, a dwelling place for God. So let's pray, and we're going to get right into the Word of God. You might say, Pastor, this is a little different for us. Well, I know, but I'm on this new plane with the Father, and that is this. I'm seeking John chapter 17 to be one with him. And to be one with him, hears his voice and does what he says. And last night he said to me over and over, get right to it, get right to it, get right to it. Wilma Tony's here. Welcome, Wilma. Glad to have you with us. So we honored the troops. We prayed for America. We prayed for the troops. And we blessed them real good this morning. And now, let's say a word of prayer. We're going to get right into the Word of God for tonight. Are you ready? Pray this. I'm going to pray. You don't have to pray the same words unless you want to.
Pretty soon I'm just going to echo every conversation you have.
We do not have a parrot. It's just Mrs. Pastor. She's echoing everything I say. Here we go. Father, in Jesus' name right now. Oh, my goodness. Here's that anointing. Mm-hmm. Wow. Thank you. Thank you for your manifest presence in every one of our lives right now. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you that human flesh can actually be the dwelling place of Almighty God by your design. Rest upon us tonight. Let's just pray in the Holy Ghost. Shanamana kula manavadi sipala kutaman. My. Ena manda so manaka liba de rode monomana savane makuda. Sendum banda bella manaka le shipa dadi monika. Ah. Sondele rara ula makatesimana. Ena manda sovala bada inipishi karemuntika. By the leadership of your Holy Spirit, we fellowship with you right now in the prayer language of the Spirit. Sondele makadi vole maranda de bada da siva de bala kusa. And the shandele bada ka oka rala manastaki bidi bone basikidi. Onde lasam bende bide banakata. Onde shamale ronde kadi manandaba. Ulasa bali nakata. Listen to this word from the Father. I have said to you, I am coming with an all-consuming fire. It is the fire of the Holy Spirit, and it is burning on the inside of you, burning out the dross, burning out the fear, burning out the confusion, making you as pure gold, transparent to see the face of the Father. I am coming to you in a consuming fire. I am bringing my strength to your being. Wow, this is a powerful word for somebody right now. Reach your hands out and just say, I receive.
I receive.
This fire will get inside of you and bring about change you never knew was possible. It is liberating you from bondages. It is liberating you from obsessions. It is liberating you from lust that seem to control you. It is liberating you from the controlling spirit, from the spirit of fear. It is liberating you. Now say it with me. Liberate me, Jesus.
Liberate me, Jesus.
When my spirit comes, when it manifests inside of you, it cleans every area. There's nothing outside of my reach, saith Almighty God. When I move, that fire purifies, cleanses, and empowers your life and your crystal clear. Goodness. Just say it. Say it with me. Come into our place right here, Jesus, where I'm at. Say it. Come in my place, my house. If you're in your car, wherever you are, just say, come in here with me right now, Holy Spirit. I am manifesting to you in ways you have never known, but you must be quiet in my presence to hear my voice. Yeah. Oh, it's not funny, but it's funny when you're one of the people. Listen, this is what he's. I close my eyes because I don't want any technology to stop me from hearing what he's saying. All right, because there's so much here. That's what he's saying. When you get alone with me, you've got to stop talking. Guilty as charged. When you get alone with me, bring your pad of paper. When you get alone with me, listen for my voice to guide you. When you get alone with me, take your Bible. When you get alone with me, take your verses. When you get alone with me, you just watch and you will see that I will bless you beyond anything you have ever imagined. Oh, my blessing comes to you. Woo! From your head down to your shoes. I love it. Oh, I love it, Jesus. Danakushima. It's my blessing. It's upon you. It's within you. You have sought me. You have chased me. You have desired me within. I have come and give you righteousness, and there is no more sin. You have longed for my presence in your life and in your home. You have said, oh, dear Jesus, I want you and you alone. I am here. I am with you. I am leading every day. I am here and I am with you. Oh, I just want to hear you say, fill me up, fill me up, fill me up, fill me up. I want more of your presence. Fill me up. Fill me up. The fire came and cleansed you. It burned it all out. My blood came and purged you. Underneath that cleansing flood. And now my spirit fills you. You are my habitation, my home. And now my spirit fills you. I will never leave you alone. It doesn't matter who has forsaken you. who has gone another way. It doesn't matter what they've said or how it looks, that they just go and play. My spirit is within you. It's what you've longed for all your life. My spirit is within you. It's great peace and the absence of all strife. My spirit lives within you. It's your power every day. My spirit lives within you. Grab a hold and you will say, glory, glory, glory. Oh, glory to the Lamb. Glory, glory, glory. I have been saved. It was a picture. It was a picture. As soon as I said saved, it was a picture. It was a picture like you'd see of heaven. I am saved. And it was like this, it's like the promised land. And you're running under this big rainbow into that promised land. I saw this picture. I saw us. We were going, man. The whole flock of us, we were going inside that promised land. Ah, goodness sakes alive. Thank you, Jesus. Huh. I am with you. I am in you. You're in me. Oh, can't you see? When my son prayed that prayer and asked that you would be with me, I am in you. We are in you. We are one. It's already done. We are in you. Learn my presence and the joy and all the fun of living every day, every single way. In the presence of my love, you will find that you are living like days of heaven up above. Glory, 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 glory to the Lamb. Glory, 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 glory to the great I am. Glory, 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 glory. It is yours, oh, can't you see? I told Isaiah on that day, rise and shine. Your glory they will see. It's the glory of the Lord, of your pure life from the word. It's the glory of the Lord. It's the glory of the Lord. I have blessed you beyond measure. It's not a formula. It's not a plan. It's my blessing. It's upon you. It's the strength of my mighty hand. It's my blessing. It is with you every day, wherever you go. It's my blessing. It is with you. And you will say, I really know. It's his blessing. It's upon me. It's within me everywhere. It's his blessing. It's upon me. And I will share it with you today. Oh, we thank you, Father. You have said that you're the dwelling place of Almighty God. You're the dwelling place of my presence while you walk right here on this earthly side. I just don't even use those words. Woo! Glory, 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 glory to the Lamb. Glory, 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 glory. Jesus is the great I am. Tell them everywhere, I am coming. It is soon. Tell them everywhere, get ready. It could be night or noon. Tell them everywhere, Tell them everywhere, I am coming. It is soon. Tell them everywhere. Tell them everywhere, I am coming. It is soon. Woo, Jesus. Ah, and there he is on the side of that mountain. Behold, I am coming quickly. I can see him. You know, some of you might say, I've never seen anything like this. I got a word for you too. I've seen it, but it sure never came out of me. Wow. I can just hear it. It's on the inside of me. Glory, glory to the Father. Glory, glory to the Son. Glory, glory to the Spirit. God our Father, three in one. Glory, glory to the Father. Glory, glory to the Son. Glory, glory. His Spirit is within you. God Almighty, three in one. I have told you and told you and told you. It's my presence every day. I have told you and told you and told you. It's my presence every day. Get alone and seek me diligently. You will hear my voice to say, I am with you. I am with you. Every step you take today. I'm telling you right now. Shanda balavanika demona. If you've never prayed in the Holy Spirit, now's the time. Just say, Holy Spirit, I receive it. Holy Spirit, I receive my prayer language of the Spirit right here, right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, when his presence is flowing right here. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. And then it's like he's off to the side of the mountain and he's thundering. Behold, I am coming quickly. Now, Sister Donna's been doing a really good job of transcribing. So if you're with us, sister, you got when it starts and you got when it stops. And thank you for being such a diligent sister here. Thank you. We appreciate your help. We appreciate your help. We really do. And we'll have a copy of that for you as soon as we can get it. Let's just lift our hands and worship him one more time. Jesus, we worship. We worship you. Let's sing it. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Don't you love to sing that song?
Yeah.
Everybody's like, keep singing, Pastor, keep singing, let's go. Well, I really need to get to the word because that's what I'm instructed to do. Well, let me say it differently. I'm going to work to get to the word because of the assignment of God for tonight. Say this with me. I am the dwelling place for God. Everybody say that. I am the dwelling place for God. For God, you are. Now, this year is 2021, the year of faith, finances, fun, and Father's fathomless love. A tsunami of my blessing. And Jesus said to us, when that word come out, prove me now in this. See, that's Jesus because he's the Lord of hosts. That's what he said. Prove me now in this. I am opening up the windows of heaven. Now, this isn't just money in your pocket, guys. This is a tsunami of his blessing everywhere. He spoke this to this body of believers on January 1st, the first day of the year, a tsunami of his blessing. And every one of you that was here then, you receive it. Everybody that was here before then, every word that has ever been spoken sets you up for that word to come out and his blessing to come all over you. I mean, it was after that Brother Mike went to wash his hands and got $40 out of the paper towel dispenser. I got a question by the raising of hands. How many of you are doing a lot more hand washing when you go into the restroom of the bathrooms in, you know, a restaurant or a gas station? Man, I wash my hands every time I go in there now. That is not a joke. I am a dwelling place for Almighty God. You ready? Open your Bible to Ephesians chapter 2, and we'll make our confession tonight. Don't you love your word?
I love the word.
Ready? Say this with me. This is my Bible.
I believe what it says. I am what it says I am.
I go do what it tells me to do. Today I will be taught the word of God.
And this word is changing my life because that's what it's designed to do.
I receive it as a seed
that is producing
a hundredfold and more
in my life in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' mighty name. We're going to Ephesians chapter 2. Verse 1, and we're going to run through verse 10, and then, I don't know, this is the book of Ephesians, when you get in here, there ain't no telling what you're going, just say it again, I'm a dwelling place for God, all right, verse 10, or chapter 2, verse 1 says, and you, he made alive, when you were dead in your trespasses and sin. Said, I was dead.
I'm now alive.
I've been born again. Amen. You've been born again. in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. You'll notice in that word that God just gave us right there, people who were bound by sin, by lust, by what was the other things he just mentioned? Anyways, all of those things he said, all of those are the works of the flesh, and they were the things people are bound by. Fear, confusion. Watch. According to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh. Now, let's say something about the words lust of the flesh. Lust of the flesh does not mean illicit sex. Now, it can mean that. But what it means is you're lusting after things in your flesh. There's some people, I won't look at anybody when I say it, but there's some people who they have a lust of their flesh and they can't stay out of the mall spending money every weekend. And nothing illicit sex about that. That's just shopping. Everybody, so you got to realize that lust of the flesh word is whatever it is. And it's not for me to point it out. I just said that one thing right there because some people think lust of the flesh just means illicit sex. Listen. It means any part of your flesh that gains a control on you, and then you lust for that strength of it. And it doesn't matter what it is. There's some people that their lust of the flesh is hatred. Right? Some people's lust of the flesh is anger. They got an angry spirit no matter where they go, everywhere they go. They got an But see,
still not satisfied until it's
just there. And anyway, say it. That's what we used to be.
That's what we.
Amen. And of the mind, we're by nature children of wrath, just as others. Look at this, verse 4, though. Brother Robert, good to have you, man. But God, who is rich in mercy, that means he's got a bunch of it. An abundance of it, all right? Because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. Even when you are dead and you say, fill me, bam, you are now made alive. Now watch. You have been raised up to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Say it with me. I am raised up.
I am raised up.
From death to life.
Hallelujah.
Now watch. And now you're seated together with him in heavenly places.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, you aren't just raised from the dead. You are raised from the dead to life and now seated together with him in heavenly places. Now, wait, you might say, yeah, but Pastor, I'm still on this earth. Yeah, but God Almighty says, you, everybody watch this, you, I'm going to point right at the camera, you have been raised together with him. Now, when you get that, all of a sudden you got to be like, I don't even know how that works. No yabba. I totally missed something on that comment, but it's all right. Just keep going. No yabba dabba dooba. All right. I think yabba dabba dooba makes a really good tongue. Here we go. You've been raised up together and made to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Go back with me real quick to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22. Watch this. Say it. I am a dwelling place of God.
I am a dwelling place of God.
You are the dwelling place of God. Here we go. Watch this. And he put all things under his feet and gave him, Jesus, to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all. And there's your seated together with him in heavenly places. Woo! Yabba yabba. It's that Flintstone thing. I told Wilma that I wouldn't start saying a yabba dabba doo time, a yabba day all time. Anyways. See, Ephesians 1, 22 and 23 shows you how God's put everything under your feet, which is his feet. Just look down at your Peles and say, these feet are God's feet. Everybody just look at your feet and say it. These are God's feet. They're beautiful feet. Well, you might say, Pastor, you ain't never seen my feet. It don't matter. When you're carrying the word, you're carrying the word. Say it. I am a carrier. Oh, my goodness. Looks like Brother Tim Brown's with us.
We haven't seen you.
Love you, brother. God bless you, man. It's good to have you with us tonight. Brother Tim just said you're on the bedrock, not the sinking sand. If they mess with our Flintstones, this is war. They've already messed with Dr. Seuss. Don't mess with him. Don't mess with him. Yeah, our long lost brother. Hey, Brother Tim, March 22nd, we're going to have our 1-year anniversary. So make sure you're with us. That's next Monday night.
Come on over.
We're having cake and ice cream.
Yeah.
No matter if you're fasting now, we won't be then.
We'll make whatever you want.
2 Ephesians 2:7. Yeah, and Looney Tunes too. Amen. We're getting a lot accomplished tonight. I know we really are. And he raised us up together to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Look at verse 7. That in the ages to come, that's right now, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, that is not of yourself, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But watch, we are his workmanship. Say it, I am his workmanship.
I am his workmanship.
Created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in. Say it, I am the dwelling place of God.
I am.
It was created beforehand. It's on the bedrock. Yes, it is. Not just a gravel pit, the bedrock. All right. And you are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. Look at verse 19. Therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. Say it. I am not a foreigner.
I'm not a foreigner.
I am not a stranger.
I'm not a stranger.
I am a fellow citizen.
I am a fellow citizen.
Now wait, let's go back to the statement our dear brother made from all the way from Romania. You ready for this? You might want to hang on to your seat a little bit, or just get your pad close, get your pen out, and get ready to write. If death is your savior from sin, death is your savior. See, Jesus set us free, not death. Death, there's too many people that are talking right now that you will never be free from sin until you die. Hold it, then that makes death your savior. And that is not the case, and that is not the doctrine, and that is not what we just read. That is not what we teach here. Wait, that's not what the Holy Spirit has taught us. And therefore, we got to start getting this thing down deep inside that he intends for us to be free from sin now. He is my Savior now. Say it with me. He is my Savior all the way right now. Ready? Say it again. He is my Savior all the way. Right now.
Right now.
I want it to sink in. Somebody said the other day, Pastor, you keep saying you don't sin. Well, all right, I'll say it a different way. I walk in righteousness. Start saying it every day, everywhere you go. I walk in righteousness every day. Start saying it. Make it as a bold confession. I always walk in righteousness. You know what's going to happen? We're going to study it in just a little bit. What's going to happen is you're going to watch every word that comes off your mouth. Mm-hmm. You're going to watch every text you send. You're going to watch every relationship you had. You're going to watch everything you do. Why? Because that righteousness is based on the righteousness of Jesus, and he did not sin. He is my Savior all the way right now.
Amen.
Say it with me. All the way.
All the way.
Matter of fact, Brother Tim will come on and sing with me. All the way,
yeah,
my
yeah.
Savior leads me. Who am I? Da, 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 da. That's a good hymn. I think it's a good hymn. Let's keep reading. Look at 20. Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Jesus is. In whom the whole building fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord. Wait, you're growing in this temple in the Lord every day. About a week ago, Mary Pastor Rick said, Pastor, how can I grow in something that's a gift? And I said, I don't know what that means. She goes, well, you said grace is a gift. I'm like, oh, yeah, it is a gift. She goes, well, how do you grow in grace? And I said, that's a good question. Can you ask somebody else? No, I didn't. Come on, that's good, man. I love to see you guys posting that stuff in there. I do. That's just powerful. Why? Because it's you. It's you making a declaration in God. I walk in righteousness every day.
Every day.
Every day. Let's keep going. Verse 21. In whom the whole building fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom also you are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. Whew. Say it with me. I am the dwelling place of God.
Oh,
I just love to say that. I just love to say that. That's why I love doing communion so much, because I say, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Because I say, I receive your righteousness filling every part of my life. Oh, Jesus. If wait, did I see Dave and Gwen? Dave and Gwen, welcome you guys too. Brother Tim's with us tonight, all the way from Missouri or somewhere. Tulsa. Maybe he's in Tulsa, Mike. Maybe he's right around the corner from you. Brother Tim, text Brother Mike. He's in Tulsa. You might be able to stop by and see him. Amen. Well, you are the dwelling place of God. Now watch this. Let me get my notes back up here where I can see them. Because I can see them tonight.
Wow, that's good. Wonder if I should get some of the sermons together.
I want to say one encouraging word about all 3 hours or whatever it took us this afternoon to get all the way to the end and say, are you kidding me? I did not punch the screen. That screen, that would be rage. I didn't even scream at it.
Real loud.
And when it hit there, then it opened up a place to Facebook, and I had like 10 apps that was searching stuff in the background. And when it opened up, I'm like, well, hallelujah, check it out. Look at there. And I was able to delete 7 of them. Hallelujah. If he's in Tulsa, we're going for coffee, cake, or bacon. Or something. No broccoli. I've met my decade quota. Some of you didn't know there was a quota on broccoli, but there is. There truly is a quota. Some of you meet it in one meal, but it's okay. Brother Mike has it for the decade. Here we go. Chapter 3, verse 1. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for you Gentiles. If indeed you've heard of the dispensation of grace, how that by revelation he made known to me the mystery. All right? As I have briefly written already, by which when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. And what is the mystery of Christ? Christ in me, the hope of glory. Say it with me. Christ in me.
Christ in me.
The hope of glory. I thought I knew exactly where that verse is. Would you help me find that verse? Christ in me, the hope of glory. Yes, there it is. I got it. It's Colossians chapter 1. Everybody get you one of your papers out. Hold your place there in Ephesians chapter 3. And we're going to go to Colossians chapter 1. Watch this. Paul said, God gave him the revelation of Christ in me, the hope of glory. 1:24. And we'll read through 29. Now, I now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ. God help Paul. For the sake of his body, which is in the church. 25, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God. If you're a minister of the gospel, it's the stewardship of God. If you've got any place in, since every one of us have a place in the kingdom, it is a stewardship from God. Say it. Yeah. It's a stewardship from God. Now, last night we talked about the parable of the talents, and we talked about the fact that we're going to be judged for our actions someday, and every one of us are going to suffer loss. Now, I know that that was a severe statement to you. I'm going to get back there tonight with more verses of scripture to lay it out very plain. But the most important doctrine you will ever learn is Christ in you, the hope of glory. You are the dwelling place of God. As soon as you get that and you surrender all of you to that revelation, you're not going to deal with this stuff of the flesh another day, because you'll be like, have a bad attitude? Not me. Have a sharp tongue? Not me. Judge my brother? Not me. Because you're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and all of our works are going to be tried by fire. Everything that was of carnality or of your flesh, it's going to be consumed by fire, and there'll be nothing left but ashes. And you will be saved as if a man drawn out of the fire, it says in Corinthians. We'll get there in a little bit. But see, here's the revelation of it. As soon as you realize that's the case, and you let God have this kind of power in your life, and the righteousness of God being in the place it is, all of a sudden, you judge everything automatically and like, no way, 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 no way. I'm free, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free. Somebody shouted, I am free.
I am free.
I am free. Now, here we go. 25, I became a minister according to the stewardship from God, which was given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. 26, the mystery which has been hidden from ages and generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. Say it. I am a saint.
I am a saint.
And it has nothing to do with New Orleans. We love you, but it doesn't have anything to do with the New Orleans Saints. Now, 27, look at this. To them God willed to make known. Look at this. Look at this statement. Look at this statement. Look at this. This statement makes the rest of what we're going to teach tonight simple. To them, 27, to them God will to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery. Remember he said, it's been hidden from all the generations, which is Christ in you, and that's your hope of glory. The greatest mystery that's been held for ages is that Christ is going to come and live in you, and he can't live there with the sin in your life, so he's going to wipe out the sin, fill you with his righteousness, and then live inside of you.
Hallelujah.
Say it. I'm the dwelling place of God.
I'm the dwelling place.
Woo! Bam, bam, bam. Woo! Jesus. Watch. John chapter 17. I'm not turning there. Just write them in. John 17, 20 through 24. Jesus literally prayed that we would be one with the Father. Not in heaven. On this earth. Say it. I am the dwelling place. Of Almighty God. Now wait.
God.
All of a sudden we realize death is not my Savior. Jesus is, and Jesus is my Savior today. And when he saves me, he annihilates all that sin. He fills me with his righteousness. And from that day forward, I can walk in the righteousness of God. Somebody shout glory or get up and run around the office. I'm about ready to take a run right here.
Right.
Brother Tim, if you're driving down the road, don't take a run. Stay in the car. 27. What are the riches of the glory of this mystery to the Gentiles, which is in Christ in you, the hope of glory? Say it. I am a dwelling place.
I am a dwelling place.
In God.
In God.
Now, I encourage you, when we start going through these subjects like this, make you a chain in your Bible. Now, why? Because if you go to that verse and then you go to the next verse and you put that here and you go to the next verse and you put that here and you go to the next verse, you make your own chain and you can follow it right through. I've done it many, many, many times in many Bibles. And then I just found one that automatically had the chain already in it. And man, what a powerful tool that is.
Now
I circle and underline and draw lines and make stars and write in my own thing. Amen. Say it. Christ is in me. And that's the hope of glory. Do you know, guys, what God has created here amongst the community of faith? He has created one of the most powerful groups of believers I have ever seen in my life.
Yes, yes.
I'm serious about it. I'm serious about it. You know, you see the video. I'm not sure if it's still there or not, but you see that video of that lady getting delivered on Sunday. Now, listen to this. Brother Mike is not your standard. He's an example. I'm not your standard. I'm an example. Who's the standard? Jesus. Watch this. But if you saw that video, Mike walks this way, and when he turns and looks, you can see his head just, he hones in, and he says, you are going to be delivered today. You're going to be delivered today. Guess what? She was delivered on that day. That's amazing. The power of God and the revelation of who God is on the inside of you that we have all grown to in this last year right here in the community of faith is absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It is a testimony of a group of people that have said, we're walking with you, God, no matter where you lead us.
Yeah.
And here we are. Now, we're down to how many days left? What is this, the 16th? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We got 5 days left for our one-year birthday. I don't know if you've been able to tell it, but there's been a serious level of let's see. I don't know if you've been able to tell it, but God has moved us to a new level in him. How'd I do?
That was good. It's good.
God has moved us to a new level with him. You know what happens at the next level? You get a bigger view. You get a bigger anointing. You get a bigger opportunity. And you just run with that baby like, whoa, Jesus, look at us go. Does anybody know what verse we're on?
No.
Say it with me. Christ in me.
Christ in me.
The hope of glory.
The hope of
now,
glory.
Let's go grab a couple verses here. Because this is not something that we talk about much. Now, let me ask a favor of everybody tonight. So far tonight, I've been able to see all the comments as they're coming through. Please, nobody pin anything. Okay? On Facebook. Nobody pin anything on Facebook. Because so far, everything's just moving and it's flowing real good. So I don't know what that's all about. I'm just making a reference point and saying, just don't pin anything. Let's let it roll. All right? Let's grab another verse. Let's go to Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. Christ in me, the host of glory? Come on.
Wow, that's good.
That's awesome.
That is really good, Rebecca.
Woo! That is awesome. I like it.
Yeah.
The host of glory. That'll make you get up and shout right there. Christ in me, the host of glory. And listen, and it don't matter, just go. Revelations 3, watch this. Did I give you a reference?
Oh, good, 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 good.
Isn't that something?
I wonder if it was all of those feeding off of.
I saw those little remora eels feeding on my feed, and I got the harpoon out. Here we go. It's 21 and 22. Watch this. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate that, brother.
Yes, yes.
Appreciate that. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcome and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Now watch this. Jesus didn't say, I guarantee you, you're going to overcome. He said, he who overcomes. But see, Jesus is saying, I guarantee you, you overcome if you walk in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. If you're walking in the righteousness of God, you're going to overcome. You can't fail. But he came to this church, which is Laodicea. This is a church. And look at verse 15. I know your works, that you're neither hot nor cold. That's messed up. So then because you're lukewarm, I'm going to vomit you out of my mouth. Because you say, I am rich, I've become wealthy, I've done nothing, and you do not know that you're wretched, miserable, poor, and blind, and naked. Say it. That's not me. Say it. That's not me. I have the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus on the inside of me.
Amen.
And he makes me a flaming hot missile for God. Say it. I'm a flaming hot missile for God. I am a flaming hot missile for God. Look at Psalm 127, verse 1. Psalm 127, verse 1. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It's vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for he gives his beloved sleep. Now, he didn't say don't ever stay up late or get up early. He said when you do that and you eat the bread of sorrow, and that word sorrow there would be toil, which is work with great displeasure. It's toil. All right, so he didn't say don't ever stay up late or get up early. You know how the old men say it. Early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and get the worm before the robins. So unless the Lord's building the house, you labor in vain that are building it. Now, Pastor, where are you taking this? Well, I'm taking this to the verses about the judgment seat of Christ that we read last night. Because I wasn't satisfied I gave you enough strength and courage about it. And I've been talking to God about it all day. And he helped me nail down the verses of it. So, say this with me. I am going to be judged by fire. Man, everybody's like, whoa, whoa, Jesus help that man. He just said that right out loud. Well, now wait. We're gonna take this apart, and I want you to grab your pen and your paper and take some good notes, because you and I are going to face a judgment day. That is why 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 31 is of such absolute importance in our life. Because if we judge ourselves on that day, we will not be judged. We'll be judged, but we'll come out on top. Now watch. Go with me. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Come on. This is the only hellfire you're ever going to hear me preach, guys. Well, this ain't even hellfire. I'm not one of them hellfire and brimstone preachers. The wrath of God is for his enemies. My place is to teach you faith and walking with God Almighty. But everyone who is a believer has got to come to the understanding that there is a day coming when my works will be tried by fire. And if it's done in the flesh for the wrong reason, they're going to be burnt up with smoke. And our works is what fills our crown to lay at Jesus' feet to say, you are worthy. If you have a crown with no jewels in it, you won't have anything to lay at Jesus' feet. And you will say you are worthy because he is. 1 Corinthians 3, 12 and 13. That's good. Good job, Sham. Amen. Amen, Brother Tim. Gold is refined by fire, and the impurities rise to the top, and then the refiner takes it off the top and casts it away. You ready? Here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. If anyone builds on this foundation with gold, we better grab 11. No other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid in Christ Jesus. Now, we're talking about Paul, Apollos, everybody building on our lives. Wherever you've been, somebody built on your foundation. Now, watch. No other foundation can any man lay. If anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. Now that's interesting. 14, if anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he'll receive a reward. And that reward is the jewels that's left in your crown. So on that day, when he makes us his jewels, Malachi chapter 3, verse 16, he's going to make us his jewels. Malachi 3:16. Those jewels that you have in your crown are what you have done for other people with the right heart and right motive. One's work, which he has built on it, endures, he'll receive a reward. 15, if anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through the fire. Do you not know that you are the temple, and the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, whose temple you are. Now, watch this. There's a whole lot of people that preach this hellfire and brimstone. But wait, You're the son of God. You're the daughter of God. Say it. I am an heir of God. I'm a joint heir with Jesus. I have the righteousness of God. So listen, all of that is setting you up for gold, silver, and precious stones, and no wood, hay, and stubble. Mary asked the question, and it was so powerful when she did. She said, if grace is a gift, how can you grow in something that's a gift? That was a powerful question.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Mary yet tonight, but thank you, Mary, for asking another one of your powerful questions. I don't know that Mary's actually a human. Mary's probably an angel.
She probably is.
Mike and Shannon, can you vouch for the fact that Mary is actually human, or is she really angel? Mm-hmm. Now watch what this says. You and I and all of our works that we do for the cross will be tried by fire. This is called the judgment seat of Christ. This is not the great white throne judgment. This is not those who are going to be judged. I've seen her eat. Wait. What was those people's names? Untouched by an angel? Andrew and Andrew and what was that lady's? Anyways, they ate too, but of course that was a movie. Anyways. Amen, Robert. She has a heart of gold. Amen, brother. Hallelujah. Now watch this. Everything we do is recorded in heaven. But as children of God, there will be a day when it's going to be tried by fire, what we've done. Pastor, I really don't know if I like you saying that. Well, here's the thing. What is being tried? Monica, that's the lady's name. Yeah,
Monica. Yes,
and then what was the older lady? The old lady's name was Monica, Andrew, and the lady was the preacher. Tess.
Yeah,
it is. Oh, I got it, Tess. Now watch. If anyone builds anything that is besides gold, silver, and precious stones, then that's going to be, the fire is going to hit it, and it's going to burn up. It's like Brother Tim said, when the fire hits gold, it just becomes more pure. At the judgment seat of Christ, and I spent an hour today trying to land where this is going to happen. And I couldn't really find a verse on it, but I'm going to keep digging until I do find it, when it's going to happen. It's somewhere between marriage. It's somewhere when we're in heaven, marriage supper of the Lamb in 1,000 years, somewhere in there. Because there's too many verses that says our works are going to be tried by fire. Now, this is the thing that's got to help every one of us say, help me, Jesus, get this. Because there's a bunch in our life that's going to hit, that the fire's going to hit, and it's going to go up in smoke. And we're going to suffer loss because it wasn't a pure motive. It was done with the wrong heart. It didn't have anything to do with God. It had everything to do with you. Mm-hmm. There was no eternal value. There was earthly value. Brother John Hay, John Osteen would said it often. I wonder if I'll have a reward in heaven because my name is everything on earth. My name is on everything I do on earth.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, I know I'm receiving a benefit today. I'm receiving the reward and people say my name and they recognize me. Now you know why some of these preachers work so hard and nobody knows what they're doing. You know why? Because what you and I don't know what they're doing, and they're working their toenails off, it's because they want that reward in heaven to be filled with gold, silver, and precious stones. I remember hearing Brother Jesse preach a message one time. He said, I got in the presence of God, and God said, Jesse, make me rich. And he's like, the last time I checked, sir, you was really rich. He goes, no, Jesse, make me really rich. He goes, what does that mean? He goes, make me rich with the true riches. He said, I need you to explain that to me. He said, the true riches are the lives of men and women. See, anything that's done with an ulterior motive of ourself or to be seen by us, wood, hay, and stubble. This is the coolest thing, because God is the most just judge in the whole world. And he knows your hearts and mine. This is what we got to come to, though. There's going to be some things in our life we're going to suffer loss on. Huh? You ready? Has he ever told you to give somebody $20 and you didn't? Has he ever said, take a box of food over to those people and you didn't? Has he ever said on your way home, stop and talk to that person and you didn't? And of condemnation, it's the reality of saying, wait a minute, I got to figure this out. Since I'm one with the Father, I got to be one with the Father, and I'm going to figure out what one with the Father means. Now watch this. Go with me real quick to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Now you guys know this verse very well. You know this verse very well. But watch this. Let the verse speak to you today. Hebrews 11, 6. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe he is, God is, and that he rewards those who diligently seek him. Say this, I diligently seek God, and he rewards me. Nobody can judge my diligence. Right? There's only one who will judge your diligence, and that is God Almighty himself. Now, this is the cool thing about you and me. We get to judge our diligence on this earth. Wait, watch this. When was the last time you were streaming, scrolling through Facebook, and he said, read your Bible?
And you're going, la, 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 la.
Wait. I heard somebody say once, not like I've ever said it. All right. I just want to see one more post from this person. And they said, I want you to read your Bible. And we'd be like, well, wait, I want to just see this. And they're like, no, I want you to read your Bible. Now, what are you talking about, Pastor? Am I going to hell for that? No. You and I are learning our own diligence level led by the Holy Spirit of God. Amen? Say it. He is leading me in
to the presence of God
like he wants me to be. Now, I've told you guys over and over, study. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of the Lord. And I've listened to a lot of preachers in my life, but I pretty much got about 6 or 8 that I listened to, and that's it. But listen to this. It was about November when the Holy Spirit said to me, I'm done with you listening to everybody else. Show me what you know by your diligence in your study. Now, that doesn't mean I stopped listening to men of God. All of a sudden, what that means is when we got alone together here in the office, me and God by myself, it wasn't about turn on somebody else. It was about open this book and show me how you put together all this stuff you're doing. Why? Because he's helping me become diligent to a greater level. How would one hear God without reading the, I'm not sure what that is. Oh, well, no, I don't know what I just said, but I would never say that you don't read the Word of God ever. I would never say that. No, because it's the only way you're actually going to learn who the Father is by reading it from the Word. There's only one way you're going to get the revelation of how you can be one with the Father, and that is with your nose in this book, studying that one fact, how do I become one with the Father? I don't know what I just said, but thanks for bringing it up, because I don't want anybody else walking away saying, Pastor said I don't even have to read the Word. No, listen, I'm going to tell some of you every time we're here, turn this message back on and listen to it again. Why? Because it's producing life in you.
Yeah.
It's producing life. Some of you are going to have to listen to this message about 15, 20 times just to get that thing broke in your life that says, what is he saying? I remember there was one message Dr. Barclay was teaching. I wore a tape set out listening to the thing. And I met with him one day. I'm like, Pastor, I don't get what you're teaching. He said something, and I'm like, I don't get it. And he said something else, and I'm like, I don't get it. He goes, you don't get it, do you? I'm like, no, I don't get it. He goes, don't worry about it, you'll get it. He said, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. This is a different message than what I've taught, because people are like, Pastor, you're saying I'm going to suffer some loss. Well, anything you do in the flesh to the glory of God, but it won't be God, you're going to suffer loss on it. Bless you, Kelly. We love you. See, Romans 10:17 says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of the Lord. But it's like these verses I'm giving you tonight that says, hold on. There is a place in our life on the other side where we're going to give an account, just like we read last night in Matthew 25. We will give an account. The Father will look at us and say, what have you done with the talents that I have given you? Have you produced anything with them? In the parable of the talent and the parable of the minor, both of them, when the master gave them those talents, the minus, guess what? He was expecting them to produce, make profit, make it grow, yeah, make it develop, and then he judged them, and the guy that did nothing with it was thrown into outer darkness. Because he, ready? Write it down again. Because he expects measurable growth in reasonable time. See, Mary asked, how do you grow in something that's a gift? Well, you've got to grow and develop in the understanding of the righteousness of God. Let's grab another verse. Proverbs, nope. 2 Timothy 2:15. Watch this. 2 Timothy 2:15. Yeah, here it is. Yeah, let's read 14, 15, and 16, 17. Woo! Jesus, Lord have mercy. Watch this. 14. Remind them of this thing. This is Paul the apostle talking to Timothy the pastor. 14. Remind them of the things, charging them before the Lord not to strive about words to no profit. Yeah. To the ruin of the hearers. Watch this. What does that mean? Striving about words to no profit ruins hearers of innocent people. Mm-hmm. Ready? That is a judgment that we will be judged for. Watch. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a workman that doesn't need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 16. Shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness. And their message will spread like cancer. Hymenaeus and Philetus are of this sort, who have strayed concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection is already past. Look what it says in verse 18. And they overthrow the faith of some. Now watch this. Now watch. This is the next level up that God's taken us to. What are our conversations producing? Now, there ain't a thing wrong with joking, laughing, and having fun. But what do you talk about when you do it? Now, people say, Pastor, I don't know how you can have fun and not talk about some of this stuff. Listen, I grew up in a home where we never talked about perverse things. It was not allowed to be in the conversation. We partied with the best of them. But we never drank or did any kind of anything that got us drunk or did anything stupid. Why? Because we lived a righteous life. My mom and dad led us in a righteous life.
Well, what is that verse that says, do not even speak of those things?
We're coming to the verse in a minute. I got it in my notes.
Oh, okay.
Look at verse 18 again. It's already passed, and they overthrow the faith of some. What are your words doing to people around you? Are they encouraging them? Or are they causing them discouragement? Pastor, are you serious? I got to be this careful? Wait a minute. Remember, you've been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's already done. You've already been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So this is automatic. There's just people that have never taught us that we got to have this level of diligence that says, hold it. I'm going to be judged by the words that's coming off of my own lips. All of a sudden, it makes you go, whoa, 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 whoa. Watch this. Let's go to Avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing they generate strife. And the servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach and patient. In humility, correcting those who are in opposition, and perhaps God will grant them repentance so that they may know the truth and that they may come to their senses and escape the snares of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. These are people who are in the church, and watch this, man. They got people, and they're like, whoa, we're sliding away, and we got to grab them and say, no, get back here. You're the righteousness of God.
Yeah.
Say it. You're the righteousness of God. Righteousness. Everybody point across the room at somebody else and say, you're the righteousness of God.
You're the righteousness.
I am.
And
so are you.
Thank you.
Woo! Watch this. Let me grab another verse. Oops, I went way too far. There it is. Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5, 6 through 17. This is a really, really great word. But it's one that causes you diligence. Now listen. I was telling you last night about going to that John Bevere meeting where he was recording this when he taught the series called
Driven by Eternity.
Driven by Eternity. And I think if there's any one series of sermons that have changed my life, that's probably the number one sermon. Because I realized that day, when I look back at my life, I'm like, well, there's a whole bunch of stuff I just suffered loss on right there. What are you going to do? You might as well admit that there's things in the past that my heart was wrong, my motive was wrong, my attitude was wrong, my words were wrong, suffered loss. I told you the story about the one time I went to that church and God said, don't go to that church. And I went, and within 10 minutes, I'm right in the middle of this big old mess. And he said, I told you not to be here. And as soon as the service was done, he said, you drive to those people's house and repent to them right now for being there. I told you not to be there. I guarantee you, that Sunday morning, I suffered loss. So I didn't need to be there. Why? Because he knew what was going to happen. Now they're like, well, yeah. Oh, Jesus, Lord have mercy. And now they know I'm around. Now they're after me again. Well, you know, come back. Oh, my God in heaven. Why did I even open that door? I suffer loss on that. Some of you are like, Pastor, I really don't want to say those words. I know. But it's okay. You can say them. Verse 6. Let no one deceive you with empty words, because of these things, the wrath of God comes on the sons of disobedience. Wrath for sinners. Say it with me. Wrath is for sinners.
Wrath is for sinners.
That's not for you and me. We judge ourselves so we won't be judged. His wrath is for the sinners. Ready? Therefore, do not be partakers with them. Do not be a part of it. 8. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. Stay focused. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. Verse 11. Have no fellowship. Circle it. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful to even speak of those things which are done by them in secret. Say it. I'm of the light. I'm not of the darkness. I am of the light. I'm not of the darkness. Therefore, I'm not even going to speak of the unfruitful works of darkness. I want you to see it. I mean, when Brother Mike was telling his story the other night right here, talking about being there in San Antonio. Remember what he said? You want to live or die? She said, I want to be free. The bottom line is, do you want freedom? Yes, free. But he didn't have to talk about, tell me all the drugs you're bound by. Tell me everything you've ever been in. No, he said, do you want to be free? Yes, free. And see, this says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. It doesn't mean don't have sinners around you. How do you win a sinner unless you have them around you? But you don't fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Because when you fellowship with them, that has an effect on the beautiful glory of the righteousness of God, which is on the inside of you. And it will become very evident to you now that you've got the glory of the righteousness in you. When you get around the dark side, it'll be repulsive to you. Your spirit will begin to be repulsed. Why? Because you're starting to go somewhere you shouldn't be going. If you stay there, then you're going to have wood, hay, and stubble. And then it's going to be hit by fire. And you could have had your time in gold, silver, and precious stones. Yeah. Keep reading. 13. All the things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. 14, he says, awake you who sleep, rise from the dead, and Christ will give you life. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is in your life. You might say, Pastor, I don't know what the will of God is in my life. Yes, you do. Cast out demons, heal the sick, raise the dead. Freely you have received, freely give. This is the will of God for you. Walk in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. You are filled. You have been made the righteousness of God. You have been made the righteousness of God. You didn't just say, oh, Jesus, help me be righteous. He said, oh, yeah, you want your sins forgiven, annihilated, no longer against you. You've been made the righteousness of God. Now you're seated together with him in heavenly places going, Pastor, you got to slow down. I know. One more verse, verse 18. Do not be drunk with wine, which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. I'm going to tell you right now, if you get filled with the Spirit, you're never going to get drunk with wine again. That is the biggest, fakest, false buzz, junk, garbage there ever was. Be filled with the Spirit. Those of you that haven't watched that Brother Hagin tape yet, you got to watch it. I'm not telling you that's what the tent meeting is going to be like. I'm telling you that God has abundant, many ways of leading his people and manifesting his glory. And he wants us abundantly blessed in his presence. Just like we get right here sometimes, just laughing. And laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing. That's the glory of the Lord coming out upon our lives. Let's grab another verse. James chapter 4, verse 14. See, what this is causing us to do is to become diligent in all of our life to say, hold it. I do have to pay attention. It's not just get born again and then everything's all cool, happy, good, and fun. It is, but you've got to be diligent so that you are entering in exactly where he's wanting you to go. Good night, Brother Mike. Love you. James chapter 4, verse 14. James chapter 4, verse 14. Let's see. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. Look at this. For what is your life? It is a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Watch this. What is the purpose of that verse, Pastor? This is the purpose. People today make their goal making 70. Moses lived to be 120. What you do in this period of life you live that we call the dash on your headstone, that period of life is what's going to set up your eternity forever. People live their whole life to make a retirement and never once think about what they're doing for eternity. And if you live for God and you walk with God, when you get to the other side, the fire is going to hit it. Whatever's left is your crown, and because you're tried by fire, you get to go in. Say it. My life is a vapor. Divide 120 years by eternity, and what is your 120 years? A simple breath. You see, Paul said to Timothy, be diligent. Study to show yourself approved. Be diligent to enter in. You know, it's not like this hard taskmaster beats you with a whip. That is not what this is at all. It is, hold it. This is my duty to walk with this holy God. I must be holy. That's a good way to say it. This is my duty. My place in life is to walk with the holy God, and I must be holy to do that. And it's no, there's no pressure, because when you receive the righteousness, this is automatic. Woo! When you're getting all down underneath them and saying, well, that's not going to work. Say it. He took my sins away.
He gave me his righteousness.
All of it. Bless you, Shannon, Mike. Love you guys.
Dave and Belma are going to.
Dave and Belma, we bless you. Good night, guys. We love you. Watch this. God bless Mike and Shannon to sleep so peacefully that they both sound like Harley Davidsons. Mike will probably have louder pipes than Shannon, though.
Maybe not.
Mike will be sounding like a Harley. Shannon will be the roar of the lion of the tribe of Judah. Roar! Now watch this.
Oh, Chris, too. Night, Chris. Love you.
Christine, guys are rich. Hey, don't everybody leave just because it's turning 9 o'clock.
It's 10 o'clock, yes.
All right. It's okay. We love you guys. Thanks for being here with us.
Yes.
Thanks for being here with us. Now watch this. There is coming a day in our lives when there our works are going to be tried by fire. See, as soon as we get this thought, it begins to say, wait a minute, I've got to judge my own works. What is my mouth saying? What is my attitude producing? What is there in my life? Because Jesus wiped it all out with his righteousness. Say it. It's already gone.
It's already gone.
But see, if you don't renew your mind, you won't realize the level of grace you've come to. And that's why it says grow in that grace level.
Yeah.
What you're growing in is not finally someday you'll reach salvation. You're growing in the abundant grace of God, which has now been manifested on top of you. And you'll get up on in the morning and go, you go to sleep and I wake up. Amen, Mary. We've been wondering where you are. We've preached this whole message about you. Where have you been? Mary, even Brother Tim Brown's with us tonight. That's awesome, Tim. So good to see you, man. I mean, I don't see you. I see this little square blue thing, but it's you. I can tell. I know your phone number. It's good to have you with us tonight. Say this,
I have been made
the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. When that man looked at me that day and said that to me, and it registered down inside my soul what this was all about, I'm going to tell you right now, that thing changed my life forever. Why? Because I realized I have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. When he looked at me and said, you mean you don't realize you've been made to righteousness? I'm like, I've been made what? He said, you've been made to righteousness. I'm like, well, show me some verses. And he did show me that you've been made, you are 2 Corinthians 5:21. Are you serious? And he's like, well, I just read it to you. I'm like, well, yeah, I know you did. And I'm like, whoa! I started shouting, man. Woo! Jesus! Glory be to God. And there was all this religious gobbledygook that just left. All this religiosity of struggle to make it. If you just struggle long enough, when the day you die, you'll finally make it in. That makes death your savior, and that's not our Jesus. Jesus is the savior. Now.
Amen.
Now is the day of salvation. Woo! Now, when are you made the righteousness of Christ Jesus? Right now. I got another verse we got to get to. I'm just preaching now. I'm preaching because it feels good. I want to go to Romans 14. Let me find it. Romans 14, 10 through 12. Romans 14. This is another. This is one of those chapters. I had been studying this chapter when I went to John Bevere's message. Child of the King. God bless you, Mary. Get refreshed and get caught up. Romans 14:10. Why do you judge your brother? Oh, my. Why do you show contempt for your brother? Oh, my. Or your sister. Or Bertha Big Mouth over on the other side of the church. Or Larry Loose Lips over here. Brother Hagin said, I had a couple of them. That lady had a tongue as long as a wagon of the tongue on a hay wagon. Wait, send those letters to Brother Hagin. Don't send them to me. I'm just quoting what he said. For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. See, here's another one of those verses. You and I are going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. That's where the fire hits. That's why I keep saying every time we take communion, judge yourselves and you will not be judged on that day. You'll walk in that throne room and Jesus will be like, whoa, look who's here. Why? Because you will have already been judging yourself effectively right here, right now, by the Holy Spirit of God that's on the inside of you. And there won't be nothing in you except pure, clean righteousness of God in Christ Jesus and this abundance of grace that is on your life. Why? Because he literally said, by the exceeding great and precious promises, you become a partaker of the divine nature of God. Whoa! Goodness sakes alive. Verse 11, it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow to me and every tongue will confess to God. 12, each of us shall give an account of himself to God. That's why it doesn't do anything to judge somebody on this earth. You just can't do it. Look what it says. Therefore, let us not judge one another anymore, but rather resolve this, not to put a stumbling block in our brother's way. Why? Hold on. Where did that verse go? Hold on.
All right.
Verse 4. Who are you to judge another's servant? To his own master he stands or falls. Indeed, he will be made to stand, for God is able to make him stand. Who are you to judge somebody else's servant? Stay with me. I ain't judging nobody. Wait, I can tell that tonight there's a few folks saying, I'm not judging anybody anymore.
Yeah, there you go.
But I didn't say no names, even though I know all y'all that sin. No, I'm just joking. Bless you, Brother Dan. Loved it. Good to see you here. Because I am and I know, does that mean I have the Lord's righteousness? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You are the righteousness of God. Now, here's the cool thing about this. Nobody can judge your diligence level. Nobody. God is.
Yeah.
Nobody can judge anything about you except your actions that they can see. And then when we see the actions of somebody else, now we got to deal with, I better not judge them because I'm going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and what's there is fire, and I don't want the fire to find anything but gold, silver, and precious stones. Say it with me. Arm in arm. Facing the enemy. Who is already defeated, and he has been disarmed. But see, one of the problems of the church is we have talked about smoking, drinking, cussing, chewing, wait, dancing. How dare you dance? And you went to one of them there movie theaters. Same. But we didn't stop Sister Bertha Bucketmouth from yakking and flapping and destroying the church.
In people's lives, yeah.
Brother Hagin said it. Send him letters. You go to hell for gossiping just as much as you do for stealing. Because neither of you have received Jesus, and that's the only thing you go to hell for is not receiving Jesus. Well, Pastor, I received Jesus, not if you're continuing to act in the flesh without the desperate attempt to get into the righteousness of God. Because here's the thing, guys. He's going to keep bringing you back to this verse. That I'm going to come back to this verse again. I have been made the righteousness of God. If you've been made his righteousness, then what is left in you but righteousness? If you have been made a new creation, what is left of the old? Old things have passed away, and what does the word all mean? All means all. That means all the works of the flesh you used to be a part of is gone. You can't act like that anymore. Wait, that is no longer your nature. Say it. That's not my nature. Your brain might still act that way. Your tongue might still say some of them words. But that isn't your nature. And that's the purpose of what we're teaching here. I want you to go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 15 again. And I'm going to read this out of the New Living Translation. Because it's very interesting how this says it. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 15. Look at this. Let's grab a couple more verses. Let's read 11 through 15. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one we already have, Jesus Christ. 12. Anyone who builds on that foundation may use a variety of materials, gold, silver, jewels, wood, hay, or straw. But you don't want to be doing wood, hay, or straw. 13. On the judgment day, this is the judgment seat of Christ. On the judgment day, fire will reveal what kind of work each builder has done. The fire will show if a person's work has any value. If the work survives, the builder will receive a reward. But if the work is burned up, the builder will suffer great loss. The builder will be saved, but someone barely escaping through the wall of flames. I don't want to barely escape through a wall of flames. Amen. I want, when the fire hits, Jesus says, "Whoa, look at there, look at them gold, silver, and precious jewels." I want some of the hasseneth and the force enough, whatever that stuff is that Dr. Sutton always said. I want opals and rubies. Amen. Karansifith, or whatever that one is. There's a bunch of big, huge names. When you say them,
I used to know what they were until you started.
When you say those names,
chrysolite,
yeah. It makes you just, it sparkles, man. And that's going to be on your head. Yeah. Say it. All my work is going to be tried by fire. Even Rebecca dancing.
Yeah. I was going to say Rebecca needs to know she didn't go.
But, Wait, David danced before the Lord until his clothes fell off. And his wife got angry at him, and she was judged and barren the rest of her life. So don't get angry if somebody's dancing before the Lord. But if somebody's just out there shaking their booty so everybody can see it, that ain't good. Don't do that. I feel like I'm stuck in the lag again. All right, mate, let's get you one more verse to get you back out of the fire, because I put you in the fire a couple times tonight, but I don't want you to end up in the fire. Amen? Yeah. Revelation 3:21. We'll read a couple verses out of Revelation. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. To him who overcomes. Say it. I have the righteousness. I'm overcoming. You know what? Matter of fact, just back up. Let's just do what the Father is saying to do.
That's always best.
Isn't it always best if you just do what Father says to do?
Wow.
Ready? This is what we're gonna do. I changed my verse. So
you changed it?
Yeah. 1 John 5:4. I'm gonna give you some quick verses, just stick with me. 1 John 5:4. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Say it, I am overcoming. Because I am a person of faith. Revelation 2:7. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Somebody shouted, I'm overcoming.
I'm overcoming.
Revelation chapter 2, verse 11. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death. Say it. I am overcoming. Revelation 2:17. He who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat. I will give him a white stone. And on the stone a new name written, which no one knows except him who receives it. Say it. I am overcoming, and I have a new name. Woo! Revelation 2:26. He who overcomes and keeps my work to the end, to him I'll give power over the nations. Shout it. I am overcoming. Revelation 3:5. He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments. And I will not blot his name out from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Say it. I am overcoming. This is good stuff, isn't it? Revelation 3:12. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God. And I will write on him my new name. Woo! Revelation 3:21. He who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. Revelation 21:7. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Say it with me. I am overcoming. We am overcoming. Now, isn't that something? I will get this verse where it's at. Revelation. Well, let's get the righteous robes of the saints found again, because I must not have underlined it last night. And I thought I could just go right to it. You find it. I'm going to go to Revelation 21. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. And there was also no more sea. I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride ordained for her husband, the new Jerusalem.
Revelation 19, verse 8.
All right. Let's read 7 and 8. And get it underlined. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb, there it is, has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright. For the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. Say it. My righteousness.
My righteousness.
Is the wedding garment for the marriage supper of the Lamb. Say it with me. And I have been made the righteousness of God. Your garments are the righteous acts of the saints. And you've been made the righteousness of God. Say it. I can't lose. Some of you are like, Pastor, I don't think I can lose, but tonight you really have made me think. I know. It's good for you. Should have seen my eyes that night sitting there with John Bevere. I didn't even know him. He was preaching like fire, man. And Sister Pentecost was like, just get me out of hell, John. Just get me out of hell. My righteous acts
are the fine linen
in which I will be arrayed. Now, some of you are like, you know, Pastor, you've taught me more stuff than I ever knew was even in the Bible. I know.
Hallelujah.
I know. I felt the same way with Dr. Barkley. I'm like Brother Mike. This dude not only has a verse for everything, he's got like 10 verses for everything. And he did. And he wasn't a dude. He was my pastor. And quit calling him dude, even though I did. Now, it's time to be done. It's time to receive communion. Brother Tim, you got a word? Sure, you got a headset on. I don't see the one button pushed, though, so I'm not going to just come to you and make you yak. My righteous acts are the fine linen I will wear to the marriage supper of the Lamb. If you push the one button, Tim, that'll let me know. See, guys, this is why 1 Corinthians chapter 11 says in verse 28, judge yourself, and you will not be judged. And it says, let a man examine himself. It is not right for me to examine you, because you're the one that's got to talk to God. I don't know your life. God knows your life. The only time I know anything about your life is if he gives me a gift of the Spirit that has nothing to do with you or me or any other man. That is a gift of the Spirit of God. And that's the only way you know it. It's not anything to do with you. It's not what you've done or what you think or what you've learned or nothing. It's a gift of the Spirit. And without that, you wouldn't know any of that stuff. Because that's not right in God. Now watch. Brother Tim's got a word he wants to say. He might be going to be singing. Brother Tim might be going to sing.
No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. No, you taught me something tonight. I had never seen that our righteousness was our wedding garment.
Wow. So
that's
I'm
going
to have to do some studying now.
It's so good to hear your voice, Tim.
Thank you for the word.
Hey, you know,
word,
brother,
doesn't return void.
It doesn't. Yeah. And when you think about that statement, all right, all of a sudden, the word righteousness takes on a whole new meaning all through the New Testament. Because we don't have any righteousness in ourselves. We don't even have any ability to produce righteousness. But Jesus does.
Well, we are clothed in his robes of righteousness. That gives us the ability to walk in his righteousness. And so our wedding garment is provided by him. We just have to walk in it.
We just have to walk in it. Woo! Preach, brother. Do something. Don't just sit there.
Don't shout me down just because I'm preaching good. I love you guys. I'll let you get back to. I'm done. I'm done. I appreciate the moment. Say hi to everybody.
All right. We love you, brother.
Talk to you later.
Yep.
Love you, Tim. So good to hear you.
That's awesome. It's an amazing thing. It's an amazing process when you realize that God, he saved me a bunch of questions. It's amazing. It's an amazing process to realize God's got this all set up. He would not tell us to be holy unless we had the ability to be holy. He wouldn't say be a righteous if he doesn't give you the ability to do it. So when he said be therefore holy, he meant it. And then he gives you Jesus' righteousness, which is holy. And he totally transforms you from your old life and all the old things that pass away and the new things are yours. Now all we got to do is walk in his righteousness. I'll tell you what. One of the things that is very, very interesting about understanding the ways of God, one of the things that's very interesting about this, is when we let God begin to truly get down inside of us and teach us and train us from his word, he will develop something in this word like you and I have never seen before. You know what? I got to go there. John, Mark. It's Mark chapter 4. And this is the verse of the parable of the sower. And he said, there is nothing hidden which will not be revealed, nor has anything been kept secret, but that it should come to light. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. Take heed what you hear. For with the same measure you use to hear it, it'll be measured to you again, and more will be given you. Whoever has, to him more will be given, but whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away. What does it mean, Pastor? It means this. It means you and I got to give ourselves diligently to hear the word of God. Diligently every day. And the more you give yourself to that diligence, all of a sudden, here comes the answers from God. And now, I'm going to tell you right now, all of a sudden, You and I are living in the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And when we do, woo, now we get to have the righteous acts of the saints. And that is the garment that we are clothed in. When the bride is presented to the Lamb, that's you and I, in the holy city, coming down out of the kingdom of heaven, and we're presented. And the old heaven and the old earth are passed away. The new heaven and the new earth are there. Woo! Somebody shout hallelujah, glory be to God. Now I see Pastor Joe Cottle said he had a prayer request. What did he say? No, I got an answer to prayer. Are you typifying? We shout glory with you. We like answers. We like answers to prayer. Now watch this. We have been studying now because of Mary's question about how do you grow in something that's a gift. We've been studying now for the better part of a week. And I'm telling you what, this has just been good. This has been high cotton, tall clover. All right, if you're from Tulsa or Missouri, it's 8 foot tall corn. Hallelujah. 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 All right, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Time is 9:26. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the peace of God, which passes all understanding. Thank you for the righteousness of God, which is in Christ Jesus, that lives on the inside of us. Thank you, Jesus, that you made us. You took out the old. You didn't impute it against us. You took your blood, purged our life, and then made us the righteousness of God. And then, because of the exceeding great and precious promises, we've become partakers of the very divine nature of God. Oh, we give you glory. And we give you honor. And we give you the praise. We give you the praise. We give you the praise. Say this with me. Jesus, you alone are worthy.
Jesus, you alone are worthy.
You alone are worthy of all the praise, of all the honor, of all the glory. Thank you that when we were sinners, you died for us. You washed us with your blood. And it was the perfect blood. And you shed it once for all, and it's once for all for us. We've been made the righteousness of God. Help us grow in grace. And in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, we give you glory. And we give you honor. And we give you the praise. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Mary, you ain't bad at all, Mary. You got the righteousness of God. I don't. There it is. Cleaning the dust off the dust of the winter and the bugs of last spring off the Big Vic. It's insured and ready to go. I'll be going to ride in the morning. It'll be a balmy 26-ish. God bless Mike Tony. I bless the angels of Almighty God. For his blessing and his help in your life. And God bless, I'm going to be like Mom. And God bless you not to be riding in the snow.
What prayer does Mary wish was written down?
What prayer do you wish was written down, Mary? The one I just prayed?
Oh.
Amen. That's amazing testimony. Thank you, Father, for blessing Joe.
Yes.
Thank you that he has great wisdom when he should ride and when he shouldn't.
Yeah, it's just a little chilly.
In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for the angels that surround him and protect him and keep him safe in all of his ways, in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. And this is what we know. Joe's a tither, and the people he tithes to is a tither. There's a whole bunch of tithe protecting everything. In the mighty name of Jesus. Did we really use that many verses tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, it seems like five sections just to get them in on YouTube. Got to figure out what the process is to make that easier.
Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah, amen. And hallelujah and amen. Are we ready for communion?
We are ready.
Glory be to God. Somebody say it. My righteous acts.
My righteous acts.
Are the pure white ground gown.
It's a pure white gown.
For the marriage supper of the Lamb. I'm sure of that. I'm sure of that. I'm sure of that.
So you healed her back in Jesus' name. Body doesn't need to be a weather station.
Your body is not a weather station. It's the body. It's the temple. Wow. What time it is. Where did the last 15 minutes go? Mary was preaching at us, wasn't she?
She was.
Hallelujah. Brother Tim called and sang. Better be running the heated grips, too. You better be running the heated chaps. All right, let's get to communion. Here we go. Glory be to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. All of a sudden tonight, communion is going to take on a different look here, guys. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Let's look at this. For I received from the Lord that which I delivered to you. That the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. When he had blessed it, he broke it and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread and as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work. Verse 28. Look at this verse. Let a man examine himself. What does that mean? That means check your own life to see where you are at according to the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus by the instruction of the Holy Spirit. I just saying that to you, I just got washed. I love it. Let a man examine himself. Every one of us is going to stand before God. You might as well judge yourself now. And then it says, and then let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31. Judge ourselves. We would not be judged. Guess what happens if you don't judge yourself? Fire. Woo! You can't put that fire out. The fire at the judgment seat of Christ will not be put out. And only what's done for the kingdom will last. What's that famous statement? I think Charlie Studd made it. Only tempting the name of fast. Only what's done for Christ will last. Oh, only one life, yeah. 'Twill soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last.
Yes.
Help us, Lord. I was walking in Walmart the other day, and I'm just like, Jesus, none of these people are stopping me saying, sir, can you help me? And guess what? People there that needed help.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' mighty name. You ready? Let's pray the prayer of self-examination. What does that mean? You admit you need God. You welcome him in. You receive the Holy Spirit. And you declare, I'm going to walk with you all the days of my life. You ready? Pray this with me. This is a prayer of salvation if you've never been saved. This is a prayer of rededication if you've been away from God. And this is a prayer of just hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, if you are walking with God like most of you are. For those of you that's with us, pray it now, because this is what makes you ready to receive these beautiful communion elements. Ready? Pray this with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I know I need you in every part of my life.
I know I need you in every part of my
and
life.
And you said.
And you said.
Jesus is the door.
Jesus is the door.
And I enter in.
And I enter in.
According to John chapter 1.
According to John chapter 1.
When I believe in you, Jesus.
When I believe in you, Jesus.
And I receive you.
And I receive
you. You give me the power.
You give me the power.
To become a child of God.
To become a child of God.
And I receive you now.
And I receive you now.
Come into every part of my life.
Come into every part of my life.
I thank you. Do this with me. Take your sins like a big pile and just dump them out and say, there's all my sins.
There's all my sins.
I have no ability in myself to beat them.
I have no ability in myself to beat them.
You ready? Turn your hands up and say, I receive all of your righteousness.
I receive all of your righteousness.
Filling my life right now.
Filling my life right now.
And I thank you for
it. And I thank you for it.
Just washes you, doesn't it? Father, I pray that every person feels that same washing that I feel.
Yeah.
Say this, fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy
so
Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word
pray
of God.
Pray in my heavenly prayer
life. Pray in my heavenly prayer
and
life.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Say it. I'm living a successful life.
Successful.
Every day I live.
Every day.
Woo! Now, for those of you that's been around here for a while, you ain't got no sins left. We say that for those that's with us because your sins are already gone. Thank you for typing it in, Mary. That's awesome. Say it. Gone, 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 gone. Yes, my sins are gone. It's one of the old hymns. Watch. In that one prayer, you went from darkness to light. You went from your sin to Jesus' righteousness in one prayer. You went from fear to faith in one prayer. And most of all, you are now adopted into the family of Almighty God. You are. And you're now heir of God, joint heir with Jesus. He's the firstborn among many brethren, and you're one of the many brethren. Pastor, why do you scream like that? Because if I really screamed, I'd get up and run all over inside this room, and that's just not appropriate in this kind of a deal. But why would you do that? Why would you do that? Because do you realize that the God of all glory and all of his holiness and righteousness has decided to come and make his abode inside of you? And listen, and he has given you the righteousness to make it happen. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? Now, we're going to receive the elements. Before we do, my email address, the website's right there. You can get in contact with me. I got 10 verses to help you walk with God. You send me an email, I'm going to send you one back. You send me another one, I'm going to send you one back. You send me another one, I'm going to send you one back. But I don't spam nobody. Because I don't even like spam when that's all that's left in the cupboard to eat. God help people that they leave it in the cupboard. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for making us new. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Ready? Get you some bread and juice and water, Cheez-Its and some Gatorade, whatever you got. In the mighty name of Jesus. Receive this with us. Pray this with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I bless these elements.
I bless these elements.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
My transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement.
The chastisement.
For my peace.
For my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
In my mind, my will, and my
emotion. Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your body, Jesus.
From your body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And in our dear sister. Rebecca. And in the community of faith.
In the community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive his broken body. In Jesus' mighty name, that you took those stripes. Sinless lamb. Those chains didn't keep you there. Your love for us did. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you the praise. Now we lift up the cup of blessing. The blood of Jesus. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have
reconciliation.
Reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
All things have passed away.
All things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have become
in my
new.
Life every day.
In my life.
And
every day.
I thank you. By the blood of Jesus,
by the blood of
every,
Jesus
plague,
every plague,
every virus has to pass over
and
cannot be on me or my family.
By
the blood of Jesus,
I come boldly
to the throne room of grace,
to the throne room
where
of
I
grace.
Find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every
by
day.
The blood of Jesus,
by the blood of
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus,
by the blood of
I
Jesus.
Purge my conscience.
I purge my
and
conscience.
Make my robes white.
And make my robes
so I will always be.
So I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Let's receive the juice together. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
Mary,
you got to start over. You got to start over, right? And you got to pray the prayer all by yourself now.
You'll have to call in and pray it for all of us.
We love you, Mary. Father, in Jesus' name, help Pastor Joe to use great wisdom of whether or not to ride.
In the freezing cold.
Didn't they say it snowed up there, dude? Listen, I was always the guy wanting to be the first one out riding. But
not me.
But I live where I could get to the cement. Bless you, son. So I was usually riding on March 1st, usually. Anyways, we love you, Joe. Be safe out there. Please be safe. There's a lot of people counting on you. Revelation 22:12. It's going to be my closing verse tonight. It's been a good night, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
I love it.
These guys make it every night.
I know. This is about the greatest group of people there ever been right here. I know every pastor says that, but I mean...
Not all of them do.
I don't know. I don't know any. I've been around a lot of churches. This is a seriously committed bunch of people right here. I love every one of you. I'm so looking forward to this birthday party. Come and, well, before we get there, make sure you remind us of the wonderful days that you remember of things that happened. Everybody's going to remember something else. Make sure you send it to me in an email, text, message it, call me on the phone, leave us a voicemail. Call us on Messenger. Wait, call Leanne, not me.
I have to eat two or three chips of cookies. Oh, fellas. That's funny. Just say goodbye the whole bag. You don't know how long he's going to take. Julian and Mamala.
Wow, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Julian and Mamala. Woo! You guys have the most amazing fucking garden there ever was in the world.
Oh, we didn't even know you were here. You have to talk to us.
That's all right. Thank you, guys. We love you. We pray for you guys every day. We really do. And we're going to have a birthday party next Monday night, the 22nd. Make sure you're here because you're a part of it. You're a part of it. On the 22nd, there's going to be a birthday party. That's our one-year birthday party. A year ago on the 22nd was the first night we was on. We will not show that video.
Don't be surprised if somebody doesn't come up with
it. The video has been hidden. Anyways. Revelation chapter 22, here we go. Behold, I'm coming quickly. And verse 12. And my reward is with me. To give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments. This is John. That they may have the right to eat of the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Say it. That's me. 16. I, Jesus, the Messiah angel, will testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, I am the bright and morning star. I love it. And the spirit and the bride come, and let him who hears say, come. Let him who thirsts comes. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. Verse 22. 20, I mean. He who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming quickly. That's awesome. Thanks for being there, guys. We love you. We love you. We love you. We got folks in Malaysia. I love it. Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen and amen. Amen. Now, let's begin. Grab tonight's verses. Get them out and study them. Take them into your prayer time with you. And read them again. And the ones that are verses of this is who I am, then be them verses. And then the verses of this is who I am not going to be, do not be them verses. Most of all, learn to walk in the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. Most of all. Thank you, everyone, that have prayed for Pastor Joe to have his motorcycle fixed and be out there and be a blessing to the biker community. In the mighty name of Jesus. I don't know why I keep thinking this prayer, but yeah, I do, because I rode motorcycles in March in Michigan. And I haven't seen my mom on here. She's in Florida somewhere, so in the name of Jesus, I'll just be in the good voice of reason for my brother, because I love him. All right, well, that's all we got. And we're gonna beat the 90-second lady. You ready? Or should we just taunt her and show her that she ain't nothing? That's so good. We're so glad you're gonna be there with us.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a good time. Make sure Soon Lynn hears that so she can be with us. Brother Tambir, I don't know if you're on, but we want you guys to be with us. We really do. We want you all to be with us. Peace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Be with you all. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Should we do it? Nay, 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 nay. The 90-second lady didn't get us tonight. All right, we'll see you tomorrow at noon. Remember, we're studying Nehemiah Wall. We are wall builders. It's not the wall in Mexico and the Texas border. Wall of righteousness and holiness and justice. In the name of Jesus. Anything else? To see you again, this is what we say.
We love you.
We do.
We do.
And Jesus. And he does.
And he does.
And Jesus is Lord.